This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar.
Subhanakallah.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
Billahi as-sami' al-'alim min ash-shaytan ar-rajim min hamdihi wa nafthihi wa nafsihi. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
سبح اسم ربك الأعلى. ربي الأعلى. الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر
بحمده سبحانه
الله أكبر
اغفر لي وارفعني وارزقني وارحمني
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر
وبحمده سبحان ربي العظيم وبحمده
سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر
سبحان ربي العظيم وبحمده
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
تحيات لله والصلوات أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله محمدا عبد الله ورسوله اللهم صل على محمد
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وزِد وبارِك على سيِّدنا وحبيبنا ونبيِّنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلِّم تسليمًا كثيرًا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. Always we begin with the praise of Allah. We send our prayers upon our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We testify that none is worthy of worship but Allah Azza wa Jal. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us and you from those who are blessed in this blessed day of Eid. May Allah make our Eid a Eid that is Mubarak, where we give to ourselves an increase of the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, appreciation of the diversity within our community, and we make our central focus our homes, our families, and those who we have been put in responsibility over, from our employees and our children and those that we have been given a haqq and a duty by Allah to look after. Today my message, my dear brothers and sisters, is very simple. Is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forget and will not forget you and I or what we perform in this life. And one of the most moving moments in the life of the Prophet ﷺ was when the people of Quraysh came in antagonism and ordering him to ask questions. And the Prophet ﷺ, who does not speak from his own opinion, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ, he said it to me غَدًا, come back to me tomorrow, I will give you the answer, and forgot to say insha'Allah. And as a way of Allah leading him and the ummah of the Prophet ﷺ, Jibreel does not descend with the Qur'an and the answer to the questions. And this continued for day after day until finally the Prophet makes dua to Allah. Oh Allah, bring down what is going to save me and the faith of the believers in answering these questions of the mushrikeen. And Jibreel descends upon the Prophet ﷺ. And this is the ayah of my message to you today. Allah says to him subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا, your Lord will never forget you. Wallahi, my dear brother, wallahi, my dear sister, whatever hardship you have faced and whatever is still to come, وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا, your Lord will never forget you. Whatever success you've attained that may be lost in the future, whatever home you've built and divorce has resulted, whatever child you invested in and spent on and loved and was taken from you, whatever health you had and now illness is in its place, whatever prosperity you gained and investment you had hoping that did not go well, وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا, your Lord will never forget you. In the life that we live, there will always be moments of happiness and moments of sorrow. And today we begin a day of happiness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We come together with smiley faces, even though maybe in our homes we've left tension. We come together trying to have a new start and a new page and a new beginning, when at times we know in our work there is instability and hardship. You may come and be seated in front of me today and I in front of you, and we smile and we shake and we greet hands, but in our hearts is what other people do not know, and the burdens of the world may be on your shoulder. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا, your Lord will never forget you. Allah will never forget the good you've done that you forgot for yourself. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives bushra to one of the tribes in Medina. They used to live near the Masjid of Quba, 7 kilometers away from the Masjid of the Prophet ﷺ. They had their own masjid. The first masjid was in Quba. The first place of Jum'ah was in Quba. But the Prophet was praying in his Medina. And these sahaba, this tribe, they said, we will never نختلف ونتخلف عن رسول الله. We're going to walk out for each and every prayer. Imagine walking an hour and a half from your home to pray Salatul Fajr in the dark. No street lamps, nothing there. And they would walk to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until finally some of the tribe, they said, this is becoming too difficult. We're praying Fajr, we're praying Isha, we're going in the heat, we're going in the night. What can we do? They had only one solution. The solution wasn't to pray in our masjid. The solution was leave your home, leave your land, and move next to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah brought down verses in the Quran for them. You and I recited in Surah Yasin that when your footsteps lead you to a place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala counts your footsteps even if you forgot them. If I was to ask you, my brother, what did you have to do to come pray today? How many minutes did you walk? How many kilometers did you drive? What was the intent of your heart for coming? You can't tell me an exact number. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيَّ. Allah never forgets the good. Never forgets a charity that you forgot. Subhanallah, a masjid was just offered to you. Wallahi, from my family, we are donating towards some of the carpet in the masjid. And you can ask our brother, and I say this to you to be an example so that everyone who follows me, I take your reward. I get your ajr. Make yourself something that you don't know what I spent, what I gave. What did you give in Ramadan? How much charity? I don't know. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيَّ. Wallahi, your Lord will never forget. Your Lord will never forget the good that you've done and interchanged. A smile you gave to your wife, my dear brother, that you forgot but she held in her heart. That got you some nice biryani or something later on. Huh? You forget, but subhanallah, Allah opens the hearts. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيَّ. The insults that we give. You forgot what you said, you forgot the look you gave, you forgot the smirk you made, you forgot the hard-heartedness you introduced with your home, with your children. You forgot how you made another person feel uncomfortable, unworthy, unloved. You forgot how you turned away from one and greeted the other. You forgot that Allah is watching you in your workplace and how you deal with people's money. You forgot the importance of having amana over the duties that you've been provided as an employer or employee. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيَّ. Your Lord never forgets. After Jilsatul Istiraha, I wish to invite myself and you to two important ways to heal ourselves and our homes from the teaching and the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. عيدكم مبارك. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم. استغفر الله العظيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده محمد بن عبد الله عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم. الإمام الشافعي, he says about this ayah, it is the most fearing ayah that you can read in the Quran, the one that should put terror in your heart, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says أحصاه الله ونسوه. Allah counted their sins and they forgot it. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيَّ. Your Lord will not forget. But in the same ayah, he says, وَهِيَ أَرْجَى آيَةٍ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. The same verse that makes me so fearful of Allah, that Allah will not forget what I have done wrong. Allah says, وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيَّ. Everything good that I forgot, Allah remembers. Allah keeps it in stock for us. Two things that you and I can do today, that we can increase the barakah in our home and produce happiness in our lives. Two things that are implemented from the teaching and the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ that will expand your rizq, make longer your life, put barakah and health in your body, make everything that you spend return to you multiple times. The first is to be good to your families and silatul rahim. Subhanallah. My brother, each and every one of us, we have somebody overseas. Make it a priority today, not just to send a forwarded Eid picture, Eid message. There is a brother, a sister overseas who you haven't spoken to in months because you have dispute. They're your flesh, your blood, your family. Somebody you broke bread and ate with. Somebody you had a happy moment with. Somebody you might have had a good Eid with in one day of your life. Begin with them. The Prophet ﷺ, he says that those who love each other will have the love of Allah. This hadith doesn't mean to love those who it's easy to love. It is to show love to the unlovable, to forgive the one who you think will not forgive you, to forgive the debt of the one who you think would never forgive you, to open a door to the one who closes it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, give them news of a house in Jannah for the one man sil man qata'ak, the one who disbanded you, that you connect them. وَعْفُ عَمَّنْ ظَلَمَكَ. And the one who wronged you, you forgive them for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Begin with those who are near you, who have strayed from you, who you have dispute with, and open your heart to each other. Number two, bring your family close. Wallahi, wallahi, what we suffer in our community, and all Muslims in their communities, in every place around the world, anyone who's listening with us now, and anyone you ask, the one concern everybody makes dua for is my children, my family. Not just you, but Ibrahim alayhi salam. رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَىٰ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي. Ibrahim alayhi salam is scared. Ishaq and Ismail, who will they worship? What salah will they perform? So Allah says, come close to each other. Bring each other close. Forgive your children when they've made a mistake. Show them love when they've gone beyond. Heal them with your concern, with your charity. Wallahi, there is no greater charity. The Prophet ﷺ says, أَبْرَقُ الصَّدَقَ إِنْفَاقُ الْمَرْءِ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ. The sadaqa that has the most barakah is that a person spends on their family, gives them joy with their home, opens for them what they find closed in their face. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala connect the hearts of our loved ones to us. May Allah forgive us our mistakes with each other. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heal the rifts that have emerged. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for what we have forgotten. And may Allah reward us for what we have forgotten of good deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless your home. Send light into your family. May Allah guide our children to the haqq and keep their iman with yaqeen. May Allah keep our hearts steadfast upon the truth. May Allah allow this place and this institute, this school, Al-Amin College, to live up to its name. That we have amana in private and in public. That we fulfill the rights of your children, the rights of our staff, the rights of each other. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala graduate from us those who will stand in front of you and lead you in your salah. May Allah make our community one of resilience and protected from the pandemic and from the issues that are suffering in other places. Make dua to Allah for the million Muslims who are in Sydney today and Melbourne who are not able to sit as you sat, who are prohibited from this as we were last year. Make dua in your heart that Allah protects us and honors us and take advantage of the masjid. Take advantage of it being open for you and the houses of Allah. For others it is closed for. وَذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. عيدكم مبارك وتقبل الله مني ومنكم صالح الأعمال. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم بارك لنا فيما رزقتنا وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم بارك لنا فيما رزقتنا وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم بارك لنا فيما رزقتنا وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير. عيدكم مبارك. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم وجمعنا على خير وعلى سنة النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. وصل اللهم وسلم وزد وبارك على رسول الله. تقبل الله منا ومنكم صالح الأعمال. عيدكم مبارك. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.